Nah.
New word, huh?
Yeah, you be coming out with some good ones.
All right. When you're making up a bed, talking about the last thing that goes over the bed, that's the
spread.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about something heavier?
Well.
Mm-hmm. All right. And you rest your head on
a pillow.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of something that was like a pillow, but it's a lot bigger? Put it at the head of a bed?
Mm-hmm.
Ever heard of a bolster?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, this expression, say if it's a real long pillow, you might say, well, it doesn't just go part way across the bed, it goes
all the way across.
Okay. All right. Talking about something that you might put on the floor for a child to sleep on if you're having overnight guests,
mm-hmm.
What would you call that?
Cot.
Okay.
Oh, you're talking about like some blankets on the floor?
Yeah.
Oh, they call it a pallet.
Pallet. All right, some words that have to do with the land. This adjective, if a farmer expects to get a big crop, he might say, well, we ought to get a pretty good yield because the soil is very... You know, it'll grow a lot of things.
Yeah, soil is very what? I know the word you're looking for. I can't think of. It's very rich. It's very...
Begins with an F. Begins with an F. Fertile.
Oh, yeah, okay. Fertile.
Okay. Have you ever heard any type of land called bottom land?
Mm-hmm.
What would that be?
Wouldn't that be land that's just like hard dirt? No grass on this stuff?
Okay. And you would call that?
Bottom land.
Alright. Would people around Shreveport where you grew up ever use the word meadow to describe any kind of land?
Meadow what?
Just that.
M-E-A-D-O-W.
Wouldn't you?
Oh, meadow.
Yeah.
Possibly. Yeah, meadow. But it had to be somewhere where like some like some yellow grass, like, you know, what you cut for hay.
Mm-hmm.
Will be over something like that.
Mm-hmm.
They probably call it a mountain.
What about land that has water standing on it all the time and
swamp?
Yeah. Is that anything like a marsh? Or would you ever use that word?
Swamp. Everybody say swamp because in a marsh is marsh, and swamp you get mosquitoes. So everybody say swamp.
So in a marsh you wouldn't run into mosquitoes.
Well. You probably would. They'd run into you first, wind up.
Right.
But they just say swamp because, you know, you've heard of the swamps, Louisiana, you know, mm-hmm. So everybody around here probably say swamp.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Oh, if it would be a difference, it would be that a marsh would probably would just be like, you could see the grass, you could see the kind of ground, you know. But it'd just be just about a couple of inches of water standing on it all the time.
Right.
That'd be a marsh. Swamp would be all nasty with the water just everywhere, you know. And thick trees and bushes and water growing.
I see. Okay. What would you call some fresh water flowing along?
Stream.
All right. Is there anything bigger than a stream?
Brook.
Okay, bigger than that.
River.
That's as big as it gets?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything smaller than a stream?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Would you ever use the word creek?
I knew you was going to say that. No. No.
Wouldn't use that. What about...
my grandmother, she would have, yeah.
What about bayou?
Some people in Shreveport say bayou.